年快乐
，Happy New Year！
我们请一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scripture。
今天我们要看的是以弗所书。
We'll read from Ephesians。
第三章。
Chapter three。
以弗所书。第三章
Ephesians chapter 3
我们从第七节开始
We'll read from verse 7
念到十一节
to 11
我做了这福音的执事是照神的恩赐这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的
of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace which was given to me according to the working of his power
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的
So that the manifold wisdom of God might not now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places.
十一节，这是照神从万世以前，在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。我们再看这个第十。四节开始吧。
Then we'll read from verse 14.
同样这一章哈。
The same chapter.
十四，我们要念到十九。
We'll read from verse 14 through 19.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀。借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来你念第十七句
17 So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith and that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
好，然后我们看第四章。
Then let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们从第一节念到第七节。
We'll read from verse 1.
对，应该是第七，对。
Verses 1 through 7.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。
But he is under.
你是第二节吧？啊，第四章第二节。
Sorry. Okay. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐。合而为一的心。
There is,
第四节。
There, verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling.
一主，一信，一喜。
One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照着基督所量给个人的恩赐。我想再读一个约翰福音第一章
Now let's turn to the book of John chapter 1
我们要念的是十四节
John 1:14
约翰福音一章十四节道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。 我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
在这里我要请大家注意，有一个字叫做住在我们中间。
I want you to pay attention to the word dwell among us.
对，这个住这个字原文是支达帐幕 tabernacle。
The word dwell in the original word Greek word is actually tabernacle.
对，所以这里这句话讲主耶稣到地上来道成肉身做人的时候。
This verse is talking about Jesus when he became flesh, was staying on the earth.
那在约翰的眼中，他告诉我们，他是这个原来在天上的道，他成了肉身来到地上，成为一位神的儿子耶稣基督。
From John's perspective, he said he was the God, the Word. He became flesh and become Son of God, Jesus.
他在地上多少年？
How many years was he on the earth?
33年半，对吧？
He was on earth 33.5 years.
那圣经就用一个很稀奇的字来说他这33年半在地上的日子，叫做支搭帐幕在人间。
So Bible uses this very unique word to describe his 33 and a half years on the earth, which is tabernacle among us.
对，用的这个字是叫做帐幕、会幕。
So that special word is called tabernacle.
那我们现在到旧约去看。
Let's go back to the Old Testament.
讲到会幕。
To see what is tabernacle.
出埃及记26章。
Let's open the Bible to Exodus 26. Exodus 26.
我只选一段来读。
I will only read a small passage.
对，你要看整个的造会幕的时候，你要看这几章的圣经。
If you want to look at the entire building of the tabernacle, you need to read several chapters.
对，我只注意十五节。
I'm only going to read verse 15 of this chapter.
我们要从十五节念到第几节啊？25节。
We'll read from verse 15 to 25.
对，是吧？你这个上面是写到第几节？
30.
啊，30是吧？好，那我们就念到30。
So then we'll read from verse 15 to 30.
我念单数的，你念双数的哈。
So we'll alternate reading from the pulpit.
你要用皂荚木做帐幕的竖板。十六节。
10 cubits shall be the length of each board, and 1.5 cubits the width of each board.
每块必有两个榫相对，帐幕一切的板都要这样做。
You shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side.
在这20块板底下要做40个带卯的银座，两卯相接这块板上的两榫，两卯相接那板上的两榫。
And for the second side of the tabernacle, on the north side, 20 boards.
和带卯的银座40个，这板底下有两卯，那板底下也有两卯。
For the rear of the tabernacle to the west, you shall make 6 boards.
帐幕后面的拐角要用板2块，板的下半截要双的，上半截要整的，直顶到第一个环子，2块都要这样做，2块拐角。25节。
There shall be 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board.
你要用皂荚木做栓。为帐幕这面的板做五个栓，27。
And 5 boards for the boards, five bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and five bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the rear side of the, to the west.
板腰间的中栓要从这一头通到那一头。
You shall overlay the boards with gold and make their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold.
要照着在山上指示你的样式立起帐幕。念完还是昏昏的，不知道在讲什么。
So we're probably still pretty confused after reading these.
这个等一下我会放那个相片给你们看。
I'll show you pictures later.
对，看看看图识字。
So it'll be easier.
我们最近讲的这一个题目是神的奥秘。
So the topic we've been talking about lately is the mysteries of God.
在宇宙中最大的奥秘是谁？
So what is the greatest mystery in the universe?
就是神自己。
That's God himself.
我们一个渺小的人是按着他的形象与样式造的。
Little men like us were made according to his image.
然后神要把他自己来跟人拉上一个关系。
Then God wants to build a relationship with human beings.
他愿意为我们这些失落的罪人在亲自从天上来到地上来寻找我们，然后用他儿子的生命来买赎我们。
He is willing to come down to, from heaven to earth using his beloved son's life as a redeemer for us fallen sinners.
你就可以知道我们在神的眼中的价值是高还是低。
You can see what kind of value we have in the eyes of our Lord.
他如果肯用他的儿子的性命来买赎我们，
If he is willing to pay the price with the life of his beloved son to buy us, to redeem us,
你就知道我们在他的眼中是跟他的儿子有相同的价值。
You see that our value in God's eyes is equivalent to the value of his, the life of his son.
所以他愿意付这个代价。
Therefore, he is willing to pay the price.
那他是有他的一个目的的，对吧？
So certainly he has a purpose.
那我们这些人呢，因为我们是死在罪恶过犯中，以自私自利的人。
But we human beings are already dead in the sin because we're so selfless.
我们走自己的路。
We walk our own ways.
我们从来没有关心过神的事。
We never cared about God's matters.
哦，这是人的本相。
That's the nature of human beings.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
即使是这样的一个悖逆顶撞的人呢，他仍然盼望从我们这一群死人堆里面找到他可以拯救的人。
Even though we're so rebellious, but Lord is still willing to find those people who he could save among us.
所以这是我们的神非常的什么奇妙。
So that's the amazing part of our Lord.
他的爱是超过我们能够明白的。
His love is far surpasses our understanding.
所以这就是一个很大的奥秘，神藏在他的创造里头。
So that is a great mystery hidden in God's creation.
在旧约里面，他曾经启示过一个部分给当时的犹太人。
In the Old Testament, he revealed part of his mystery to the Israelites.
但是他的启示到了新约的时候，他又向更多的人来表明。
But in the New Testament time, he revealed his revelation to more people.
那这一位以弗所书的作者，我们知道叫保罗。
We know the author of the book of Ephesians is called Paul.
他写这本书的时候，他人在哪里？
Where was he when he wrote this book?
在罗马被关起来的一个囚犯。
He was in jail. He was a prisoner in Rome.
他完全失去他的自由。
He had no freedom.
那我们知道，我们有一个有名的作者，他写一个很名句叫做 不自由勿宁死，有没有这句话？
We know there was a famous poet who wrote this famous poem and says, if without freedom, I'd rather die.
对，这个自由对每一个人是非常非常宝贵的。
So freedom is really precious to everyone.
可是你被关在关起来，失去自由的时候，你就忽然间发现，哎呀，好痛苦啊。
But if you're jailed, and with the loss of freedom, all of a sudden you find yourself in great pain.
每天就活在那么一个很小的空间的里头，你哪里也去不了。
Every day you're living in this very finite space and you cannot go anywhere.
你恨不得早点出去，对吧？
So you really want it to be freed someday sooner.
那这个被关在监牢的神的使徒保罗，他当然也是想得自由了。
So God's apostle Paul was in the jail. Of course, he longed for freedom as well.
哎，可是神并没有放他。
But God didn't free him.
对吧？他是神的仆人，他应该能够有自由可以去在外面为主传道。
He was God's servant. He should have the freedom to preach the God's gospel to people outside.
但是他的信，你如果读的时候，他用一个词，我是主耶稣的囚徒。
But according to the book, the letters he wrote, he said, I am the prisoner of God.
对，这是第三章第一节的话。
That was in Ephesians 3:1.
对，他说我是耶稣的囚徒。
He says, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus.
换言之，这个神的仆人，他明白，今天我自由也好，我被关起来也好，一切都在谁的手中？
In other words, this servant of God, he knows clearly whether I am free or I am jailed, all of my being is in the control of who?
他的主。
His Lord.
对吧？神给我自由，我就到处来为他做工。
If God gives me freedom, I'll go everywhere to preach.
但今天神把我交在罗马的监狱，我就顺服，我愿意做他的囚奴。
But if today God sent me to the prison in Rome, then I'll be obedient and just serve as the prison of Christ Jesus.
他并没有犯什么法，但是他仍然因着他所传的道，他被关起来了。
He did not break any laws. However, because of the words he was preaching, he got jailed.
假使是你，你怎么办？
What would you do if it were you?
啊？哦，你天天祷告禁食，主啊，救我，救我，救我，赶快把我放出去。
You will pray and fast and say, "Oh Lord, please make free me up."
嗯，那你会更会叫全世界都为你祷告。
Then you will ask the whole world to pray for you.
对，这是我们很自然的反应。
That's a natural reaction.
但是对这个认识神的保罗来说，他知道如果神把我关在这里，一定有他的什么。有他的旨意的。
But to Paul, who knows God well, he knew that the reason that God let him
to prison, 我不会无缘无故的被关在监牢里头。
There must be a good reason. There wouldn't be for no reason that he's in the jail.
所以他就顺服神的手。
So he was obedient to the hand of the Lord.
果然。
Indeed.
他在监牢里头一共写了四本新约的书信，对吧？
Indeed, he wrote four important letters, the four books in the New Testament.
那你从他的作品，你就知道，啊，他在监牢里面，神就把一个更高的启示向他打开了。
From these books, his work, you will see that God opened up a higher revelation to him.
当我们忙忙碌碌每天进出，我们安静不下来。
When we're busy in and out every day, we cannot quiet our hearts down.
神如果有很重要的话要跟你说，你天天忙得要死，哎，你会听得见吗？
If God has really important words to say to you, but you're so busy in and out every day, would you be able to hear it?
当然听不见了。
Of course not.
对吧？所以神就刻意的把他的仆人关在这个监牢里。
So God, on purpose,sent his servant to the prison.
他就在这里安安静静听神给他的话。
So he quietly received the words from God.
想想看，在圣经里面有哪些人 得着更高的启示是被关起来的。
Think about this. How many people described in the Bible received God's revelation, higher revelation while in prison?
Oh, 好几个例子，对不对？
Oh, several ones.
所以你看，约瑟被关起来，他在监牢里认识神的旨意。
Like Joseph, he was jailed in prison and he received God's.
对吧？但以理也是如此。
Daniel,
使徒约翰也是如此。
An apostle John.
所以你就会发现，的的确确，在我们每一个神的儿女的身上，所有临到我们的身上，的确，保罗说，万事互相效力，叫神爱神的人得益处。
So you find out, indeed, for all God's beloved children, it's really like what Paul describes. All things work together for the good of those who love him.
这些都是有智慧的人。
These are the people with wisdom.
他们能够体会到神的用心良苦。
They could understand the good purpose of God.
好，那神在他坐监的时候，就把他的奥秘启示给这一个他的仆人保罗。
So while Paul was in prison, God revealed his mystery to him.
所以在这一个以弗所书里面，是他讲到神的奥秘，讲到最高的旨意了。
So the book of Ephesians really mentioned about the mystery of God to the highest level.
所以你可以看到我本来是讲神的奥秘，结果讲到这本书的时候，已经讲到六之四了。
So,
第四次来讲这本书，我换言之。
So,I started off talking about the mystery of God, and when I went through the talk about the book of Ephesians, we're in part 4 of 6.
那短短的六章圣经，可是这里面充满着神的旨意，神的奥秘。
Within these short 6 chapters, it's full of God's purpose and God's will.
复习一下。
Let's review first.
什么是保罗所看见的这一个神的奥秘，神的旨意。
What is the mystery of God that Paul saw?
在第一章。
In chapter one.
说到什么
？What does it say?
在时候满足的时候。
In due time.
神要照天上的、地上的，一切的所有，都在他儿子里面怎么样？同归于一。
All will become one and.All in heaven and on earth will become one in his son Jesus Christ.
这是第一章的第十节。
That's in verse 1:10.
对不对？那英文里头呢，什么叫做同归于一？英文有一个翻译。
So in English, there's this translation specifically about the summing up of all things in Christ.
注意听什么，他用的什么字英文
？So
sum up.
The word used in English is the sum up.
Sum up 就是。大一统啊，中文这样来说的，大一统。
In Chinese means all grand unification.
那我那天用什么比例例子给你们说的
？What example did I use to teach about that？
记得吗？啊，习近平。
Is President Xi？
对，记得吗
？Do you remember that？
统统还给我吧。习近平在中国来讲，他是大一统。
So President Xi in China is sort of the summing up of all things.
对不对？所有的一切的权，全部怎么样？集中在他的手里。
All the authorities are collected in his hand.
现在在地上很少这样的人了，连美国总统都不是这样的。
There are very few people, such people on earth, not even the President of the United States.
对不对？那在这里你就可以说，保罗在这里告诉我们，到有一天时候满足的时候。天上地上一切的所有看得见的看不见的都要怎么样 sum up 在耶稣基督的手里。
Paul tells us here one day the summing up of all things will be in Christ and things in heavens and things on earth visible and invisible.
对，那么第二个点，
the second point was
要达到这个点这个目的，
in order to accomplish that
那他就叫教会来做他的身体。
He asked the church to be his body.
他做万有的手，这个头。
And he is the head of all things.
但他必须得到一个身体来表达他这个身，执行他这个旨意。
But he needs to have a body to manifest His will.
那就来到了第一章的22节、23节。
That's described in chapter 1, verses 22 and 23.
又叫万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
要明白这件事情，我们那个小脑袋转不过来啊。
In order to understand this, our mind is doesn't have enough capacity.
因为他这个是讲到是整个宇宙的这个大的神的创造，怎么样有一天能够在他的里面。合而为一。
Because this is referring to the entire universe, everything in it, how it could come into one, like can be summed up.
他知道我们一下子领会不过来，所以保罗就跪下来祷告。
Paul knows we could not comprehend this right away, so he knelt down and prayed.
所以以弗所第一个祷告，以弗所书第一个祷告是在第一章十七节。
So the first prayer in the book of Ephesians is chapter 1, verse 17.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，使我们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
那么在这里讲到这个祷告是干嘛的呢？他说开我们心中的眼睛。
Then he talks about the purpose of this prayer. He said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
这是十八节。
That's in verse 18.
对吧？所以我们本来是瞎子，对神的旨意、神的奥秘不懂的，瞎眼根本就不知道。但是今天保罗跪下来祷告，说求神把我们心中的眼睛打开来。
We used to be blind. We don't know the will of God at all. So now Paul knelt down and prayed that.May the eyes of our heart be enlightened.
所以第二个点是讲到神要得着一个器皿，叫做教会，一个身体。
So the second point is about God wants to gain this vessel, is the body of Christ.
然后紧接着下来就说到，在这个身体里头，本来这个约是跟犹太人定的，叫做旧约。
Next, God talks about within this body.Originally, the covenant was with the Israelites, the Jews.
但是保罗到了以弗所，他就让我们看见这个约里面，他开始让我们看到还有一个启示，就是这个身体本来只有犹太人，后来呢还有外邦人。
Now in the book of Ephesians, Paul lets us see that there's not only Jews, but also Gentiles who are also part of the covenant.
所以今天我们坐在这里，我们大部分都是外邦人吧，没有犹太人吧。
So today, as all the people who are sitting here, I think most of us are Gentiles. I don't think we have any Jews here.
对，如果我们没有看见保罗把这一个奥秘解的话，我们坐在这里是白坐的，叫做自作多情。
If we don't have this revelation from Paul that actually we are part of the Gentiles are also part of the covenant, then all of us are sitting here in vain.
你知道我在讲什么吗？如果有犹太人进来说你们干嘛在这里祷告啊、唱诗啊、聚会啊？你们都不是犹太人，你们在那边搞什么
？You understand what I'm saying, right? If some Israelite and Jew steps in and say, "Oh, what are you guys doing? You're singing and worshiping and preaching." What is it all about? You're not even Jews.
对，这位神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神吗
？The God is the God of Abraham and Jacob and Isaac.
对吧？这三个名字没有一个是中国人的名字啊。
None of those names are Chinese names.
对不对？所以这个约原来是跟犹太人立的。
So the covenant was originally between God and the Israelites.
但是保罗很清楚，神的这个立的一个新约，它不单单是跟犹太人，包括了犹太人的约，也包括了什么，外邦人。
But Paul is very clear that the covenant between God and man is not only about the Jews, but also about the Gentiles.
所以我们今天才有份。
That's why today we have a part in this.
好，那么今天我们要来看的，现在到目前都是复习啊哈。
So far we've been reviewing old materials.
我怕你们都忘掉了。
I hope you didn't forget these.
有没有用? 我这样复习有没有用啊?
Is it helpful, the reviewing? Is it helpful?
然后我们才进到今天第四个部分。
Now we are entering the fourth part.
这个第四个部分讲什么?
The fourth part is about what?
他就说到这个旨意，它就叫做我们刚刚念的第三章。
So we just read chapter 3.
叫做永远的旨意。
So this is about...
11节。
It's 3:11. It says this was his eternal purpose.
有没有? 中文圣经没有。
The Chinese translation doesn't have this
中文圣经是这样说, 是造神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
So the Chinese translation says that it is the purpose set before the foundation of the earth. But the English translation specifically says it's the eternal purpose.
对吧? 所以我们中文讲万世之前就定了。那英文圣经就是从永世以前就定的这一个旨意是从永远的过去一直要到什么？永远的将来。
Yeah, so the Chinese translation says it's the purpose set before the foundation of the earth. So it was from the eternal past to the eternal future.
这件事情大不大?
Is this matter grand?
哎，你们没有反应呢?
Is this a grand
大不大?
Matter? Yes.
多大?
How big? How grand?
贯穿整个的什么? 两个字, 宇宙。
It is from the, it's about the entire universe.
对。 这是了不得的大事。
It's an amazingly great matter.
在一切都没有之前,
it was before all things were made.
神已经把这个旨意怎么样? 定规了。
God already set this purpose.
换言之, 宇宙中这是最,我都没词了,头等大事吧,应该是这样讲吧。
This is really the most fundamental, the most important thing.
Yeah. 这叫神永远的旨意。
This is the eternal purpose of God.
为什么有天地万物?
Why do we have heavens and earth and all things in it?
因为有这一个永远的旨意。
Because of this eternal purpose.
为什么有你? 为什么有我?
Why are there you and me?
我们为什么活在这个地球上?
Why do we even live on this earth?
啊, 因为这一个旨意。
Because of this purpose.
我们如果明白这个旨意, 你就要为这个旨意而献身而活。
If we know this purpose, then we should live for this purpose.
懂吗?
Do you understand?
这是最大的, 神的最重要的目的。
That's the greatest and the most important purpose of God.
神为这个旨意在地上做工。
God works on earth for this purpose.
打发他的儿子来。
He sent his only son.
买赎我们。
Redeemed us.
来朝着这个目标而努力的。
To work toward that purpose.
好。 那, 明白这个第四个部分, 它让我们看见这叫做神永远的旨意,是个最高的旨意。
Now that you see that this is God's eternal purpose, the highest purpose.
那他就做了第二个祷告。
Then he made his second prayer. Paul made his second prayer.
我刚刚讲在第一章,他做第一个祷告。
Paul made his first prayer in chapter 1.
开我们的什么? 心中的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
你先得看见了。
You got to see first.
Oh, 原来神是有这么一个心意。
Oh, God has this purpose.
那紧接着下来呢?
Now next.
我们还有第二个问题。
We have the second question.
你知道, 耶稣在地上的时候, 他有叫瞎子看见, 对吧?
You know, when Jesus was on earth, he was able to let the blind see.
那还有一个人叫做38年的瘫子。
It was also a lame who was a crippled for 38 years.
在那里做要饭的。
He was a beggar.
瘫子跟瞎子有什么不一样?
What's the difference between the blind and the lame?
啊? 瞎子是看不见, 对吧?
The blind can't see.
瘫子是看得见。
The lame can't, yes, they can see.
但是,
but,
站不起来, 不能走。
They
你看见了好吃啊,
我要, and walk.
哎, 可是拿不到。
因为他腿不能站。 So Jesus, while he worked, he not only let the blind see, but also let the lame walk.
把时间推往前推一千年，在耶稣之前一千年。
So rewind back 1,000 years before Christ.
那个时候有一个人叫大卫王, 对吧?
It was the King David.
大卫王被称为神, 合神心意的王,
he was a man after God's own heart.
他做哪一件事情最让神满意?
What did he do that most pleased God?
他拿到王权,不像他前面那个王,拿到王权就自己享受,自己盖宫殿,为他自己。
Once he got the kingdom, he didn't do what according to the previous king to build a house for a temple for himself and do all the things for himself.
他带着部队去打一个仗。
But he led the troop for the battle.
打什么仗?
What was the battle?
耶路撒冷。
And the battle of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷他知道是上帝要的。
He knew Jerusalem is what God wants.
那个时候在谁的手里?
In whose hand was Jerusalem in?
在耶布斯人那个巨人的手里。
So it was in the giants Jebusites.
所以以前的人惹不起这些巨人，所以说就算了。他们在人的眼中，耶路撒冷也不过就是一个小乡下，没有人觉得这个地方有什么战略价值的。
So people of previous times, were afraid of those giants and didn't want to fight against them. And also they felt like geologically it was in a rural, remote areas of the village. It's nothing of value.
对，所以犯不上花什么代价去把它打下来。但是大卫不一样。
So nobody felt they needed to fight to conquer the city.
大卫知道什么？
He knew.
啊?
What did he know?
神曾经亲自说，我要拣选锡安作为我永久安息的所在。But
David knew, God said himself, I have chosen Zion to the eternal dwelling place and of rest for me.
这个秘密，扫罗不知道，这个秘密，大卫知道。
This secret was not known by Saul, but was known by David.
所以当大卫一有了，一被高一做王，一拿到部队，他第一件事就去打这个地方。
That's why as soon as David was anointed and became king and had the troops, he gathered the troops and to fight and conquer that city.
那耶布斯人用什么方法来挡他的部队呢？
So how did the Jebusites fight back against them?
瘸子跟瞎子。
They use the blind and the lame.
他就耶布斯人就用瘸子跟瞎子挡在前面，让你打不过来。
So the Jebusites send all the blind and lame in front of them to block the David's army.
这些都不是我发明的，都是在记在圣经里的圣经故事啊。Those
are all in the stories of the Bible.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
关于耶路撒冷是神要得到的旨意，他的安息所在。 那这里面隐藏的事情，撒旦用的方法就是用瘸子跟瞎子挡住，叫你们不知道。So
regarding God's will about that the Mount Zion, the city of Zion, is God's resting, eternal resting place. The way against that, Satan used the scheme of using the blind and lame to blind people, and so that we don't know.
对，你就是你眼睛开了，知道了，你也得不到，因为你是瘸子。
So even if you can see it, you cannot obtain it because you are lame.
但是大卫不管了，他叫他的部队打。But
David didn't care about this. He asked his army to go for it.
最后他把这个地方打下来，是从地下水道钻进去突破的。
So his army ended up conquering that city by digging a, actually going through the underground water tunnel and go into the city from behind.
那个水道考你们是什么水道?
So what was the water tunnel?
西西家的水道。
Yeah, it's the Ezekiel. You can still see that water tunnel today.
我讲这干嘛?
Israel. Why do I say that?
跟以弗所书有关系。
That has to do with the book of Ephesians.
你看保罗做的第一个祷告是把瞎子眼睛打开来。
So the first prayer that Paul made was about the eyes being enlightened for the blind.
因为我们每个人都是对神永远的旨意是瞎子，我们不知道的。
Because all of us are blind in terms of God's eternal purpose.
所以保罗在监牢里面，他就跪下来为以弗所的教会祷告。
That's why Paul knelt down in the prison to pray for the church of Ephesus.
他说：“我为你们祷告，让你们心中的眼睛 得以打开，可以真知道他。
He said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling.
今天大部分的基督徒是瞎眼的，虽然我们得救了，可是我们仍然心中的眼睛没有打开，认识神永远的旨意。
Most of us Christians today are still blind, even though we're saved, but our eyes within us have not been enlightened enough to know the eternal purpose of God.
不知道还有征战等着我们。
We do not know there's yet battles waiting for us.
所以保罗第一个祷告，求神开他们的眼睛。
That's why Paul's first prayer is about our eyes of the heart being enlightened.
那现在来到第三章了。
Now we're coming to chapter 3.
当我们开始看见了这个是神永远的旨意，关乎他的儿子能够掌权做王这件事情，下面紧接的是什么呢？
Once we see the eternal purpose of God, it's about his son coming to kingdom and authority of his heavenly kingdom, then what's the next step?
那我们来看他这个第二个祷告怎么祷的。
So let's see what was his second prayer in verse 14.
14-16 啊。因此我在父面前屈膝，下面祷告16节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, in verse 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
哦，这里有一个词，听见没有？
So have you heard this word?
他祷告什么？
What did he pray about?
里面的人。
In the inner man.
摸摸看，里面有没有一个人
？So try. Is there an inner man within you?、
嗯、里面有没有一个人
？Is there an inner man within us?
年轻人不回答我，年长人回答。
The younger ones didn't answer me. Would the elders answer me?
你里面有一个人吗
？Do you have an inner man within
有没有
you?
有。
Yes, we do.
里面还有一个人。
We have an inner man.
我们外面是一个人。
We have an outer man.
里面还有一个人。
And an inner man.
外面这个人是一天比一天的什么？衰退。
The outer man is decaying day by day.
对吧？你们个个年轻漂亮，所以不知道老之将至。可是这边 老的一辈都知道，哎呀，一天比一天老啊。
You are all young and beautiful, and you don't know how.Getting old is about, but here the elderly will know how what it means.
The
outer body decays day by day.
老了就跟个旧汽车一样，毛病多的要死啊。
When you get older, it's just like an old car. There are constant problems.
对不对？现在一天到晚吃药，又看医生，这个跟那个的，麻烦死。
Constantly taking medications, you got to see.
外体虽然朽坏啊。
Even、
但是感谢神。
Our outer selves are decaying day by day, but praise the Lord.
基督徒呢？
For Christians,
我们里面的人一天心思一天
Our inner man is renewed day by day.
这个里面的人叫做新人
And this new inner man is a new man.
外面的人呢
The outer man
是旧人
is the old man.
听懂了
So,
你不要天天就化妆就是外面的人你这化妆没有用的了买 再漂亮的化妆品还是不行的，有一天还是要老的。
So you understand, even though you put on makeup every day, it's not helpful. You are going to get older regardless.
我今天讲的话太残忍了。
I'm sorry, I'm being very cruel here.
这是事实。
But that's the fact.
事实总是不太好听的啊。
Fact is never comfortable.
最好讲梦，梦就很美。
If we talk about dreams, that's beautiful.
但是保罗在这里说。我为你们祷告。祷告什么？讲说你们里面的人怎么样
？That your inner man
刚强起来。
Can be strengthened.
Inner man.
Your inner man.
但是呢，你如果去翻，就是查这个圣经的字典，看这个原文它到底怎么讲。
But if you wanted to look at the you know, concordances and what's the original Greek word,
他说叫你们里面的人刚强起来。他说叫你们里面的。腿站起来。
It is, you know, by saying your inner man being strengthened, it's really talking about your inner legs stand up.
对，因为我们 很多的人如果没有认识里面有一个人，这个人常常就是像摊子一样摊在那里的，站不起来。
If we don't even realize we have an inner man within us, then oftentimes that inner man is paralyzed and not even standing up.
对，腿没有力气。
So there is no strength with the legs.
腿没有力气有两个原因，一个是你太你小的时候有软骨症，所以站不起来，对吧？这是一个生来的缺陷。
There are usually two reasons for your legs not being powerful enough. One is if you were in childhood, you have osteoporosis.
那还有一个呢？你年纪大了。
Or when you're older.
你知道人老从哪里最先开始啊？
Well, when we get older, our legs is the first to deteriorate.
对吧？
You lose your strength in your legs.
你们也年轻人也不知道在讲什么。
The younger people are not going to understand what I'm talking
about. 有一天你们就知道了。
One day you will.
你看看你的爸爸妈妈，你就懂了。
Just look at your parents, you understand.
或者你的 grandpa grandma.
Or your grandparents.
你会发现他们慢慢就要拐杖了。
You gradually you realize they're going to start using canes.
对不对？要推那个
walker
了。那都是说明两条腿没力气了。
Because their legs are no longer strong.
这是。这个人的身体的老化的现象。
That's the natural process of our human beings.
那也说到我们的灵性也有这个危机的。
So this refers to the same crisis of our spiritual life.
那保罗就祷告了。
And Paul prayed.
这个祷告就是求神让我们里面的腿怎么样，有力量站得起来。
That God can grant us with the strong leg standing up.
干嘛？
In the man.
为什么要做这个祷告？
Why did he make that prayer?
他下面说，你注意看啊。
He continued.
16:17
Verse 17.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔。高深
so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度，便叫神一切所充满的，充满了你们。
And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge.That you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
这里有一个充满，你在第一节节第一章结束的时候也有一个充满。
Here is the word filled up, and at the end of chapter one, there is the same word filled up.
对不对？第一章23节，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Ephesians 1:23 says, "Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." What does it mean?
啊，充满万有者所充满的。
What does it mean that the fullness of Him who fills all in all?
我们每天都喝水，对吧？
We drink water every day.
那你有一个水杯。
So you have a water cup.
什么叫充满？
So what is filling it up?
啊，你的杯子被水充满吗？或者被咖啡充满吗？
You fill your cup with water or coffee.
对不对？所以。这里讲的充满是什么充满什么
So what is filling up what?
啊，保罗在那里说是他希望什么充满什么
What is Paul referring to as to what is filling what?
啊，他这里神是本来是以这个宇宙为家的对不对他所创造的一切
God dwells in the universe in his entire creation.
对吧？但是他要把他自己在第一章的时候是说要充满在什么？教会里头。
But in chapter one, he said he wants to fill his body, the church.
所以你会发现，神有一个旨意，是要把他原来是充满在这万有的时候，他要更先要充满在他的教会。
So God has this will that for whatever he was originally filling the universe with, he is going to fill his church.
水要充满一个杯子。
So water wants to be filled in a cup.
杯子就是一个容器，对吧？
Cup
一个器皿。
So the cup is the vessel.
能够盛装水。
To contain the water.
那今天神呢？
So today God wants to.
他要把他自己盛装在哪里？他首先盛装在他儿子耶稣基督里。
He wants to fill himself first in his son, Jesus Christ.
对，然后这位伟大的神充满在他儿子耶稣基督里。然后呢，第二步呢，这位基督却又要充满在他的心腹，他的教会的里面。
So this great God the Father, first and foremost, having filled his son Jesus Christ, in turn, Jesus Christ will fill himself into his body, the church, his bride.
神啊，这个太玄妙了。
So God, how mysterious this is.
怎么样来表达这个神的思想？
How can I express God's thoughts?
我就在那里琢磨。
So I meditated upon this.
神就说，你看旧约吗？
And God said, go back to the Old Testament.
神把以色列人从埃及叫出来，救出来以后，
God called Israelites out of Egypt.
我们刚刚就知道，神要他们建一个东西。
We read about God wanted them to build something.
建什么？
That something was
会幕
the tabernacle.
对吧？神把摩西叫到山上，西乃山上去。
God asked Moses to the Mount Sinai.
神就把一个会幕的形象、材料、颜色、detail 全部都告诉了摩西。
God showed Moses the pattern, the color, the material, the size of this tabernacle, all of it.
然后跟他再三的吩咐，你要按照山上指示你的样子去建。
And he repeatedly told him you needed to carry out the plan, build this tabernacle according to the pattern that I show you on the mountain.
那摩西被称为忠心的神的仆人。
Moses was called a faithful servant of God.
那他虽然建过金字塔，但是他不能够随随便便说，我行了，我你就照我，你只要跟我说建个会幕，我就给你搞个会幕就是，不行的。
Even though he saw all kinds of things in Egypt, he didn't say, "Oh, you want me to build a tabernacle? I'll just build whatever tabernacle there is."
必须按着神指示他的细节来造会幕。
No, it has to be according to the details instructed by God on the mountain.
所以我们才会有出埃及记讲了好多关于会幕的事，圣经都记下来的。
So that's why we have the very details written in the book of Exodus.
非常仔细。
Very detailed.
什么尺寸，什么材料，什么颜色，什么这个material， 什么东西，讲的一仔仔细细的。
About the size, the pattern, the color, the material, everything is like in very much detail.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
啊？为什么？
Do you know why?
因为这个会幕在天上有一个。
Because there is a true tabernacle of this in heaven.
哪里告诉我们的？
Where does it tell us?
希伯来书第八章说。
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 8.
天上有一个真帐幕。
There is a true tabernacle in heaven.
所以神叫他在地上造一个跟上面一样的，是一个 model， 对吧？
That's why God wanted Moses to build a replica of the tabernacle on earth as it is in heaven.
但是摩西只是造了，但是我想犹太人并不是很懂为什么神要他们造一个会幕，然后十二个支派，东南西北各三个支派吧。三四一十二，所以有十二个支派绕着这个会幕在旷野。
So Moses built the tabernacle, but I don't think the Israelites understood why and the significance of that tabernacle.
好，我就搞了四张相片给你们看。
And the four tribes of the 12 tribes of the Israelites were camped around the tabernacle. So I've got four pictures to show you.
好。看得见吗？
Can you see it?
啊，哎，哇，我自己乱搞一场，这个不行不行，对对对，对不起啊，这个就是会幕。
So here's the tabernacle.
啊，那会幕前面就有一个铜祭坛，一个祭坛。
So there's the, yeah, the bronze.
这个，对不起，这是祭坛。
The bronze altar.
对，这里献牛献羊的祭，在献祭在这个地方。
Where the Israelites sacrifice their calves and sheep.
那祭司献完祭以后，就来到这里是洗濯盆。
After the sacrifice, the priest would approach the bronzen laver to wash themselves, their hands and feet. Then they go past their gate and go enter the holy place.
那这个圣所有三个家具,
there are three pieces of furniture in the holy place.
你从正门进去,
you know, when you enter the main gate, on the left side is the golden lampstand. On the right hand side, the table of the showbread.
然后最正前，哎，又来，我又搞错了。对不起，我这个乱签一场。然后正前方这个地方就有一个叫金香炉。
And facing the main gate is the golden incense.
对，香炉的后面就是一个幔子。
Behind the golden incense is the curtain.
然后到后面那个房间。
Which leads to the back room,
那个叫至圣所,
which is called the Holy of Holies,
里面有一个家具,
and has one, only one piece of furniture.
Ark.
That's the Ark of the Covenant.
对，这就是神当年启示给摩西，叫他建的。
And that was the revelation received by Moses to build the tower.
那他建好了，九个月建好了。
They spent 9 months to build this tabernacle.
然后神叫他。 正月初一把这个会幕搭起来。
And God asked them to set up the tabernacle on the first day of the first month.
神的荣耀就怎么样? 充满在整个的会幕。
And God's glory filled the tabernacle.
你去看第40章就是这个记载。
You see that's recorded in chapter 40 of Exodus.
今天是不是有饭吃?
Do we have a lunch today? No, the second...
所以我得收摊了，不然我继续讲下去。Otherwise,
I'd carry on.
神为什么把这个告诉犹太人
？Why did God tell Israelites?
你就会发现，神最后要住在神的荣耀，要充满在这个会幕里头。Because
God's glory wants to fill this tabernacle.
接着，他们的大祭司献祭等等等等。
You know, through the sacrifice made by the priest, etc.
所以用这个图来向犹太人表明神的一个心。
This picture shows the Israelites God's will.
神要住在人中间。
God wants to tabernacle among people.
这件事是借着这个会幕来启示的。
This was revealed by through the tabernacle.
对，本来这件事情应该是在天上，对不对？
This was originally in heaven.
因为天上有一个帐幕,
because there is a true tabernacle in heaven.
神的宝座在那里,
God's throne is right there.
但是今天有了人,
but today there's human beings.
神说, 我在地上也要建一个我的家, 我要住在我的百姓中间, 这是旧约向犹太人的启示。
God said, I wanted to have a home on earth and I will dwell among my people. That's the revelation God gave to his people, Israelites.
所以才有这个东西。
And that's why you have the tabernacle.
下一张。
Next picture, please.
这是另外一个景观。
That's the other scene.
对吧? 那有云柱。
You see the pillar of
这是云柱,
cloud.
啊, 这是火柱。
And the pillar of fire.
白天他们看的是云柱。
In the day, they see the pillar of cloud.
这个云柱就成为一个遮盖，在旷野的时候，他们就不必打阳伞了。
Which covers them. So in the wilderness, they didn't need an umbrella.
神行动的时候，他们就背扛着这个约柜，跟着这个云柱往前走。
When the cloud lifted up, they will carry up the tabernacle and follow God.
那到了晚上。
At
有的时候，这个火柱就来了。火柱
，the pillar of fire would be there.
所以神有的时候白天行动，带他们白天行军；有的时候是晚上夜行军，带着他们在这个旷野就走。
So God would let them to travel during the day or sometimes during night.
好
，in the wilderness.
好，下一张。
Next slide, please.
这是里面。
This is the interview.
那你就可以看到我们刚刚读的这个竖板有没有竖板？
So we talked about the boards that we read earlier.
对, 然后有什么卯啊、榫啊这些东西。
So there are tenons and the sockets.
就是每一块板下面有两个角插在那个卯两个卯的那个位置上，那个是银子做的。
So each board will have two tenons and set into the sockets of silver on the ground.
南边、北边就是你进去以后，一个左边，一个右边，那各二十块这个板，每一块的这个高度是十个轴，宽度是一轴半。
So to both the north and west, north and south side, which are the sides as the two sides as you enter into the tabernacle. So there are 20 boards each on each side, and each one is 10 cubits tall and 1.5 cubits wide.
为什么？
Why is that?
为什么要告诉我们它的尺寸？又讲到它是立在这个两个卯。座上插在上面。
Why does God want us to know the exact size of the boards, and why does He tell us about the two tenons and how they stand in the sockets of silver?
它预表木头这个板是皂荚木，对吧？
It is forecasting for telling us about the, you know, regarding the acacia wood, the board.
对，它在这个地方，你就会发现这个整个的会幕的材料。有一种是木板。
The material of the tabernacle, one of them is the acacia wood board.
对，还有呢是金子。
The others are gold.
你看约柜也是这样的。
And it's the same with the Ark of the Covenant.
那个约柜本来是一个木盒子。
So the Ark of the Covenant is made by acacia
wood. 然后里面外面都用金子包住。
Then it was covered by gold.
然后上面一个盖子是纯金的。
And the cover itself is an intact piece of pure gold.
预表什么？
What is manifest? What is it?
讲基督。
It's Christ Himself.
基督的神性跟基督的人性。
It's about God's deity and God's
在旧约里头。
In the Old Testament.
神性是用金来代表的。
Deity is represented by gold.
人性是以木头来代表的。
And it's the humanity is represented by wood.
所以这里讲到木板。
So now when we talk about boards here,
那就告诉我们这个这里是讲到人性。
It tells us the boards represent humanity.
整个的会幕。
The entire tabernacle.
是。十尺高十轴，我应该说十轴高的这个板，加上一轴半的这个宽度，是讲到一个丰，就是基督长成的身量。
So the size of the board, 10 feet tall and ten cubits tall and 1.5 cubits wide, is talk about the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ.
对，这句话是在第四章的后头。
That's recorded in Ephesians chapter 4,
13节
verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，到什么程度？满有基督长成的身量。
So it's in Ephesians 4:14. It says, as a result, we're no longer to be children tossed here and
13,
until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
换言之，神对我们每一个人都有一个期望。
So in other words, God has a hope, expectation to every one of us.
我们刚刚信主的时候，我们刚刚像圣经叫我们叫属灵的什么婴孩。
When we first believe, we according to the Bible, we are the infant spiritually.
婴孩干嘛的？
What does an infant do?
喝奶的，对吧？
Drink milk.
那你才能够长大。
Infants drink milk in order to grow up.
你能不能一辈子都吃奶啊？
Can you continue to drink milk throughout your whole life?
吃到一个程度要断奶，然后你要开始吃干粮了。
To a certain age, you have to be weaned and start to eat solid food.
那你吃干粮，你就开始继续长。
So with solid food, you will continue to grow.
那什么叫长大？
And what does it mean to grow up?
就是你这个个子到那个程度，你就不再长了。你如果一直长，你就很麻烦了。
That means you are going to reach your full height and stop growing further if you continue to grow beyond that.
长成的身量，那么它的。那么这个就告诉我们，我们属灵的生命也是如此。
So you have reached your mature stature, and it's the same with our spiritual life.
每一个在我们里面这个人要长大到什么程度呢？他说，长成基督的身量。这里讲得很清楚。
So we, as we further grow, as the inner man further grows, it shall reach to the measure of the full stature of the Jesus Christ.
所以神有一天要好。量每一个人长大了，因为我小的时候，爸爸常常叫我站在墙边量，哎，你身高多少？有没有长啊
？So when I was a child, my father used to measure me all the time and see how high are you or not. Have you grown? And so one day God will also measure us.
你们家有没有这样？
啊 ，Yes.
有啊。
Do every family, I suppose we yeah measure.
小的时候他都要量的嘛，看你长了没有嘛。
We measure our kids as they grow and see how much they have grown.
神也是一样的，神要量他的孩子，我们都是他的孩子，他要知道我们长得怎么了。
And he will measure us and see how well we're growing.
他有一个要求，我们都得长大，长到什么程度
？That we will grow up to
他儿子的身量。
The full stature, the fullness of his son Jesus Christ.
那叫做长大成人了。
That's called becoming mature.
那就是这个竖板所讲的。
That's what this the height of the board is referring to.
这个会幕是有许多的竖板，都被锯成一样的长、宽、高。
The tabernacle has many boards which are of the same size, the height and width and the thickness.
用这个来让神有一天被建成一个会幕。
And that is used to build the tabernacle of God.
然后神的荣耀才可以怎么样？丰丰满满住在这一个会幕的里头。
Then God's glory will fill this tabernacle.
所以我让这个图摆在这里，古时候就是一个 model 放在那里。
So I'll show you these pictures. In the old days, it was just a model.
那它属灵真实的意义就告诉我们。这就是神在我们每一个基督徒上要做的属灵的什么真帐幕。
The true spiritual meaning is to show to each of our as Christians that God wants us to be part of this true tabernacle.
这个帐幕就是那个 container， 要容器容什么呢？神的荣耀有一天要怎么样？充满在这一个容器里头。
The tabernacle is the container, the vessel.To fill the fullness of Jesus Christ.
那我们刚刚读的圣经，我不知道你有没有注意。
So the verses that we just read, I hope you have paid attention to.
啊，这个第三章的第十九节。
Ephesians 3:19.
十八十九。
Ephesians 3:18-19.
能以和众圣徒一同。明白基督的爱是何等的长、阔、高、深。
May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
这里是讲到神的爱是长、阔、高、深，就是什么？啊，它几个 dimension.
This is talking about you know the depth and length and breadth and height and depth.
对
，How many dimensions are there?
它四个 dimension 嘛，长、阔、高、深。
Here described here are four dimensions.、
不管你三还是四，总而言之，神的度量是超过时间、空间，它是非常的大。那它需要一个什么样很大的器皿
？So God's love is greater than everything, and so He needs a great vessel.
对，并且知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的。怎么样？充满在你们里面，对吧
？And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
跳到二十一节。
And then let's jump to verse 21.
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。所以在这里，保罗最后提到是什么
？So what does God, Paul mention in the end?
荣耀
，glory
要充满在
in the
教会里
，church。
这是神的旨意。
That's God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
要让神的爱长阔高深的爱长阔高深就是说他人的词啊人的嘴的所用的词已经用到怎么样极限了神的爱有多长长长长长长长长长长很长有多高高高高高高高高多深高真深深深深深就是说保罗就没词了就是他的长阔高深这么大的爱要装在什么一个最大的器皿就是他的教会。
Let God's love, which is like so, it was described by Paul with like no words, and he could only say, you know, the breadth and length and height and depth. It's like to its extreme, and the longest that you can imagine, the broadest you can imagine, the highest you can imagine, etc. And he used that word and to describe the greatest love of God, which needs a container, which is His church.
旧约的时候有两个器皿。
So in the Old Testament, there were two containers.
刚刚我们看的叫做会幕。
We saw the tabernacle.
然后后来到了大卫的儿子所罗门的时代，就从会幕变成什么？圣殿。
Later in the age of King Solomon, son of David, we saw it became the temple.
殿建好的时候也是一样，什么东西充满着整个的殿
？After the temple was built and dedicated, what was filling the temple?
神的荣耀。
God's glory.
所以旧约里面你可以看到神启示给人两个器皿。
You saw two vessels revealed to human by God.
一个叫做会幕。
One is the tabernacle.
一个叫做圣殿。
The other is the temple.
那请问，我们是会幕还是圣殿
？So are we the temple or the tabernacle?
我们是会幕还是圣殿
？Are we the tabernacle or the temple?
你说。啊，是殿还是墓？你不敢回答了。
What are we?
我们也是会幕，也是圣殿。
We are both tabernacle. We are both the tabernacle and the temple.
好，会幕是在什么时候用？圣殿是在什么时候用
？When we use a tabernacle, when we use a temple.
当他们行走在旷野的时候。
When they were in the wilderness, it was the tabernacle.
当他们来到了耶路撒冷的时候，是圣殿。
When they settled down in Jerusalem, it was the temple.
那预表上什么意思
？So what does this represent?
我们今天什么时候在旷野
？Today, when are we in the wilderness?
今天在世界，这个世界是旷野。
When we are in this world, sojourning.That is the wilderness.
是暂时的。
It's temporary.
对不对？我们常常说，我们有诗歌不是说，这世界非我家吗
？We often sing this hymn, "The world is not my home."
对不对？这里不是我们永远的家，我们只是过路客。
This is not our eternal home. We are only a sojourner.
所以今天我们所在的地方叫做旷野。
So today where we are is the wilderness.
那神在旷野与我们同行，对吧
？God walks in the wilderness with us.
所以神在这个时候所得到的一个东西叫做会幕。
So God gains the vessel of tabernacle.
对，但是有一天神要把我们带到永世。
But one day God will take us to eternity.
那一个地方叫做什么？圣殿。
Where there's gonna be the temple.
对吧？那个地方叫做新。耶路撒冷
Where there is New Jerusalem,
神就得着一个永远的家
God has this eternal dwelling place,
那也就是我们要去的那一个真正的 家乡
That's the whole true home that we will go eventually
所以今天我们在地上我们是会幕
So today on earth we dwell in the tabernacle We are
the tabernacle 将来在永世里头我们是什么神的圣殿
In the future when we're in eternity we are the temple of God
抓住没有？啊
？Do you understand all this?
今天呢，你们听的太多，已经昏过去了。
Maybe it's too much that we talked about today.
这是大事，这是神在那里做的事情，在时间里所做的工作。
This is a grand matter that God does in the time.
神要得着这个器皿。
God wants to gain this vessel.
我们就是他的器皿。
We are his vessel.
所以我们第一眼睛要打开来，第二呢？
So first of all, we need to open our eyes. Second of all, we need to stand up.
要能够站起来。
We need to stand up with our legs in the inner man.
然后跟他在旷野怎么样？走啊，行军呢、啊、
？And to walk with him in the wilderness.
当跑的路甚远。
It's a long path that we shall walk.
2019年开始。
The year 2019 has begun.
但是我们知道主回来的脚步怎么样？很近。
We know God's return is soon.
你天天跟着云柱、火柱往前行。
We'll just follow the pillars of the cloud and the fire.
我们要抬着他的什么？
We'll carry his
会幕、约柜、
tabernacle and the ark of the covenant.
对吧？这是神在旧约的时候借着犹太人所给我们一个启示。
That's the revelation God gave to us in the Old Testament time through the Israelites.
这也就是给新约的圣徒，我们要在这个当年这个启示的里面，神的永远的旨意没有改变的。
To the New Testament believers, God is letting us know God's eternal purpose has not changed even today.
所以我们要好好的跟随。
So we need to follow him well.
教会是神的家。
The church is God's home.
是他支搭帐幕所在的地方。
Is the place where God set his tabernacle.
我们乃是为着这个神的荣耀而在地上为他做见证。
And we live on this earth as a testimony for God's glory for this purpose.
求主帮助。
May the Lord help us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你在旧约把你自己的心意向犹太人打开。
You revealed your own will to the Israelites in the Old Testament time.
但是很多人并不明白。
But many did not understand.
他们最后倒闭在旷野。
They fell in the wilderness.
主啊，今天你把我们新约的圣徒也是一样，有这样一个伟大的托付。
Today you give this important purpose to us New Testament believers.
但愿这一个真理在我们里面是明亮的。
May this truth be clear to in us.
我们能够看见。
We can see.
我们也能够做祷告。
We can pray.
求主不但让我们里面的眼睛被打开，真认识基督。
May the Lord not only enlighten us with our inner eyes to truly know Jesus.
我们今天祷告，求你让我们的腿里面的人的腿也能够站起来。
We pray that may God also strengthen our legs in the of the inner man to stand up.
能够长大成人，满有基督的身量。
So that we can grow up to the full stature, the mature stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ.
与我们的弟兄姐妹变成一个神的家。
And to become God's home together with our brothers.
让你的荣耀可以充满在地上的会幕。
To allow your glory to fill the Earthly tabernacle.
你的荣耀能够充满在我们中间。
May your glory fill among us.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.